You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show tonight at 6 here at Chickies with me, Elliot, and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest is Cam Jurgens.
The Jurgen man.
Yeah.
So Jurgy.
They will be here coming up, or they'll all be here coming up tonight, 6 to 8 right here at Chickies and Pizza South Philly. We will get into the big Phillies news of the day right after we talk to Gus in Bethlehem. Gus, you're on WIP.
Here come the Raiders.
Wow. You know, wow.
Eagles
Dude,
Nation,
Gus is an old school one.
If they can show up and just show up and not hit anybody in this upcoming game, they're going to have their heads handed to them. This is a perfect storm, this game, for a loss the way they're playing, because the Raiders have been terrible this year. But the one thing they can point to, if it happens, is they beat the Super Bowl champions on the road, and they can build from that next year. The Eagles better show up and not just assume they're going to win this game. I said that they couldn't win against a good team without Lane Johnson. After last night, I don't think they can win against a bad team without Lane Johnson. I mean, Lane Johnson is, like, so ridiculously important with this team, it's a little bit ludicrous.
No shot the Raiders win Sunday.
And Lane will be back.
No shot. That's it. Yeah. And if the Eagles show up, Ike, with the fact that the way they're going to win is the other team's so terrible, they're going to lose.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying they may not think that way, but there's no way we're sitting around here worried about the Raiders Sunday.
That's the problem.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, well,
that
I don't know what to tell you. That's how bad the Raiders are. The Raiders stink.
Yeah, they have they'll have the best player on the field in that game.
And Brock Bowers?
Okay. Crosby.
Oh, Crosby.
We've got a couple of great players.
Hey, listen, don't sell us short. We got good players, too, now.
Yeah, come on, Gus.
Not the way they're playing. Listen, here's the thing about the coaching. There was a guy on the air, a co-hosting a show, that told me, why did I think that Jim Harbaugh was a better coach than Sirianni? Last night was a perfect example. That kid Herbert played the way Jim Harbaugh played when he was a quarterback. He played ugly but tough, and he won despite having a bad arm. Hurts played like the way Sirianni coaches. He was clueless. So
wow.
This idea, and here's another thing.
That's kind of funny.
The Eagles should have taken the ball in overtime because their defense
no. That's not how it works. No.
Well,
I mean, Barkins.
You're putting them back on the field.
No, you're not supposed to.
No.
Yeah,
you want to know what exactly you need.
You're not supposed to do that.
All right. Anything else?
Well, you want to know what you need when you get the ball.
What do you think of? I was going to ask something.
Well, Gus is a Brooklyn Dodgers fan.
Other than Tyrese Maxey, I have a low opinion
of
everything.
All right. Oh, yeah, he only likes Tyrese Maxey.
Okay, well, he's
I got to tell you what, not a lot else is going on in the city right now. You're right.
All right, guys.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you want to watch the Eagles? Next week's going to be one of the all-time greats. It's going to be like a 9-7 game. It's going to be fantastic.
All right, guys.
I can't even argue that.
No, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
It'll be just us to win a 9-7 game.
Yeah, of course, against the Raiders at home.
At home against
the Raiders. What are they, 11.5-point favorites?
Well, it's going to be a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like it didn't even happen.
Everybody's already angry. I don't even know who's... What type of crowd are we getting Sunday?
An angry crowd.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that show up, I don't even know if they're going to be angry.
Well,
I don't know if they're going to be angry.
A little bit of apathy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If they're going to be cold.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold as hell Sunday. It's early.
Dude, this is just, it's like that game in 17.
And we got Kenny Pickett playing on the other side.
Oh, what if we get roasted by all two gloves?
That's a Super Bowl champ. That's a Super Bowl champ, Kenny Pickett.
They even gave him a couple snaps, didn't they? Didn't they let him kneel?
They did. The Super Bowl. Yeah.
He technically played in the Super Bowl.
He did. More than Winston. I knew you wanted to say it.
Yeah, we got in front of it.
I got out before you. I knew you wanted to say it.
All right.
I knew it.
More deserving of their ring. 17 Carson or 24 Pickett.
215-592-9494. Some baseball news today.
Yeah.
Worth talking about. Fritzy, what do we got?
Well.
Where's the Jackie baseball?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we want to do a high hopes Jackie baseball?
Yeah, sure. Hit it, Buzz.
Well, I don't know if he's got it.
What is he doing?
Oh,
well, look at him. Squirrel on the road.
Yeah, but this also could be.
This is the high hopes report.
It could have been poor communication.
I don't have it on my.
High hopes Jackie baseball report. Kev Jackie baseball.
You know what? I give credit to Buzz. He looks at my document. I have the Phillies there. I didn't write HHJBR, which I normally do. So.
And you got to be very specific with Buzz.
That's fine.
The way his brain works.
Yeah. Yes.
He doesn't want to get blamed for doing something that... He doesn't. That Spike may not want done.
Yes, and also relax, Jack.
So Kyle Schwarber
memorizing stats back here.
Yeah. Looking at box score. But so it was really interesting with Kyle Schwarber. So it just came out like minutes ago from Ken Rosenthal that Orioles matched the Phillies' offer. $5,150.
Headline: if you didn't know, Kyle Schwarber signed
with the
Phillies today for 5 years. Not everybody's watching Twitter all day.
My goodness.
Well, this is a new episode of the High Hopes Podcast, breaking it down, emergencies.
Why don't we talk about our radio show?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So why don't you give the headline?
What happened?
No, because the tone of this is going to turn negative.
No.
And that's not what we do in the High Hopes Podcast.
Headline.
The Phillies re-signed Kyle Schwarber and snuck in a Rob Thompson extension at the same time, immediately after the Eagles lose in L.A. So $5,150, $30 million a year. One of us said that was the offer the other day. Good to see that came to fruition.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
You did. Okay. Yeah, you get the inside scoop.
You did. And remember I said, put it on the internet? I told Max to flip it up, so you got credit.
And we're not going to put you saying he's going to get 7-2-10.
Well, but I was the first person to say he'd get 5.
You were the first person. I'm glad we're correcting all the things right now.
Okay.
We are fact-checking, which we appreciate. Yep. So 5-150 for Kyle Schwarber. He's back. What I think is interesting, Rosenthal has said that the Orioles matched the offer, so they were at 5-150. The Reds got to 4-125.
Okay.
They were in there,
The Pirates got to 4-120.
Okay.
You know.
Okay,
so,
at least they were in there.
And the Mets were at 3-120. So Mets were at $40 million. $40 million AAV.
But they didn't want the 5 years.
But they didn't want the 5 years. It seemed like the Phillies would have been more comfortable at four, but they gave them the extra year just to make sure they got it done.
Yep.
You know who the smartest in that group was? The Mets. Because the 3 years is when we all looked at this during the season, we thought it was a 3 year deal for 3 years, 100 is what we talked about. I think generally, like I'm glad he's back. He's a great player, but he is 32. He's a DH, and he's never going to have a year like he had last year. So the Mets trying to get him to come for a shorter duration,
right?
Pay more. One of those years might not even happen,
right?
For what it's worth. I think it always felt like the Phillies were going to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. I'm glad they did. I'm a little worried that it handcuffs them the rest of the offseason.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. It's awesome. I want to have something to watch when I watch the Phillies. And Kyle Schwarber is a player that I look forward to watching like you do Bryce Harper. You know, part of this is from a fan's viewpoint. I want to be entertained. I want the entertainment value of watching the team. That's not to say they couldn't have brought other players in and the team wouldn't have been entertaining. I'm not saying that. But there's something about having a slugger in your lineup that every time he steps to the plate, you feel like he can knock one out of the park. And with a team that's devoid of real power, and we may be losing power from our other star player in Bryce Harper, I'm glad they at least brought Kyle Schwarber back. He doesn't have to hit 56. If he hits anywhere close to 40, I think he's worth the money.
You hope for the next 4 years he hits 240, 260 with 35 to 40 home runs.
Yeah. I'll take that.
That gets him to 500. He's 160 away.
There you go.
Him and Harper both chasing down 500.
And that's going to be a cool thing.
Yes.
In 5 years.
As they're 70 and 92. So what happens? All right, Jack. So we thought they were going to extend Thompson. They said they were going to extend Thompson because he was heading into a lame duck year anyway.
And they don't like that. By the way, real quick, seems like Don Mattingly is going to be the bench coach.
That's awesome. As a
that came out months ago, though.
Well,
officially now, right?
Well, not official. It's not even official yet. They're working through the final details.
Yeah.
I
remember the first time you brought it up, and his son is already here, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was already.
We had an idea where this was heading.
The son is the damn GM.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't do, no offense, Preston, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Dombrowski.
Well, he's like Elton GM.
Yes.
Elton Brand's GM,
that's
too.
Has
an important role, but not final decision maker. I'm excited for Don Mattingly specifically because I'm 49 years old.
He's still a Yankee. That Yankee blood is still in him.
No, it's like. Don Mattingly, when we were kids, was the guy for about 5 years.
Yep.
I had his rookie cards. Like, Don Mattingly was a great. And I think people who are younger now look back at his entire career and don't wonder what was so great about him. But for that period, it was him, Wade Boggs, Tony Gwynn.
Yep.
It was that stretch. And Don Mattingly was the best hitter in baseball for a few years. So I think it'll be cool to see Don Mattingly there.
Yeah.
You know?
Dugout, yeah.
And when you look at the old, I was looking at his old rookie cards online yesterday. He looks just like Preston when he was young.
Oh, yeah.
They look exactly the same.
Yeah.
So what do you think? So how does this affect the rest of the offseason for the Phillies?
So they'll re-sign JT. So the JT will be the next one to fall.
Any numbers?
I think the offer is 2 years, $30 million with a club option for the third. So, you know, we'll see.
Listen, there's another Wall of Famer.
Yeah. Listen, we're racking up all the Wall of Famers.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have a World Series to go with it.
To add to it,
But I think...
As far as spending.
So I think the next move after that It's not going to be – I would be surprised if they are in the Bellinger market, the Bregman market, the Bichette market. But I think that there's a path to them making an interesting trade.
Okay.
So I think it's a trade for – I mean, Ketel Marte has been mentioned.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Buxton's been mentioned, but they might not trade him. You know, I think that's where they have to get creative. You want to re-sign Schwarber? You want to re-sign JT? Fine. But they were a bat short last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what does it say about Bader? Nothing?
I don't think he's coming back.
Okay.
I don't think Bader's coming. Because I think he's in like the 12 to 15 million. Yeah. And
they spent $10 million on Kepler last year.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I know. I think they might have viewed his like lucky numbers suggest that he got lucky last year.
Oh, sure.
I disagree. Yeah. I would love Bader back. I don't think he's coming back.
Okay.
So who's playing center field? Marsh again?
I think they're going to trade for – I think the guy they – the most
not that guy.
They're going to trade for Jake Meyers.
He stinks.
Who the hell is Jake Meyers?
He's a center fielder for the Astros.
He stinks. Oh. He's the guy that we have. He's the same thing.
Rojas?
He's Rojas.
Yeah, I mean
– he's no arm, covers a lot of ground, can't hit.
Had a good offensive year last year.
Yeah, but you look at his stats. He had 290 last year. Every other year is like 230.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
We're talking luck.
I know.
Okay.
Listen, I would go. There's actually some interesting center field names out there. But
okay.
We'll see. I think their upgrade comes from a trade rather than the free agent market.
Okay. One question for me: is there any way they're willing to give up one of the top prospects? Because making a trade just to make a trade isn't going to excite the fan base. If you're talking about this guy you just brought up.
No.
But will they make a significant trade?
Depends. I think it depends who's out there. Like, I think Ketel Marte is a significant trade.
Yes.
That's a significant trade. Apparently Jackson Merrill might be available with the Padres, who is this 23-year-old center fielder. They're kind of getting... They're selling the team, I guess. So they're kind of shedding some
What
deals.
About the Red Sox guy we talked about last year? The outfielder from the Red Sox.
Oh, Jaron Duran?
Yeah.
So him or Willy or Abreu are going to get traded. One of those two. But yeah, so they're more corner guys now than center. Like Duran's a left fielder. Willy Abreu is like one of the best defensive right fielders in baseball. So I just think there's a path to a trade.
And do you think the Kwan thing is dead?
I don't think it's dead. It's weird. There's been no real rumors about him.
Okay.
I thought he would be one of the hotter names in the market right now, but he's not really out there. It's mostly like Marte.
Any chance Crawford plays center?
If they go get a difference-making corner guy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Can't they go get another corner guy?
I think they would live with Crawford in center field. I don't think they want Crawford in center field.
Right.
I think they like Crawford in left.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Back to the Eagles.
Whoa. Ooh.
Derek and Paoli. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
I'm Derek in Lebanon right now, but I'm still from Paoli, though. I'm driving through Lebanon. Ain't nothing out here.
Derek, man. We can barely hear you. Are you on speaker or something?
Hold on. Yeah. Wow, you're good right now, right?
Just talk loud.
Nah, I was saying I was in Lebanon, but it's cool. Anyway, listen.
All right.
I felt like...
All right, Buzz, can you check on Derek? I can't hear Derek. I know it's not me. Dylan in Sicklerville, you're on WIP.
Guys, what's going on?
What's up, Dylan?
All right, so we got a big problem on our hands, and I think a lot of people are confused about what the problem is. Problem.
Okay.
All right, hit us with it.
Yeah, just let me cook, all right? The problem with the Philadelphia Eagles, their biggest issue is Nick Sirianni.
And why is that?
So I'm not a Jalen Hurts truther. I've had my reservations about Jalen Hurts as a passer since they drafted him. But I think he's shown in moments that he can be a guy. And again, as you guys have talked about with previous callers, it seems like the stars have to align for him to have his success, and I agree with that. But here's where I'm going to cook on Sirianni. 2021, you bring the guy. He starts as the play caller for the team. It is not good, and they go to Steichen. Steichen goes on a run with the team. You make the playoffs. 2022, they decide, let's keep Steichen around. You go to a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, lose the way you did, but still happy. 2023, they give this guy the responsibility back. He promotes Brian Johnson. Everybody thinks that's going to be a match made in heaven with Hurts, and it looked like kind of a shit show. Pardon my...
All right.
What do you mean?
Dylan.
Go ahead.
Dylan, You're on the radio, so I'm not hanging up on you.
I would.
I'm going to let you finish your point, but don't be an idiot and curse again, all right?
All right. It looks like a mess. Sorry. It looks like a mess, all right? 2024, they take the responsibility away from Nick Sirianni, and they go over his head, and they bring in Kellen Moore. Was the offense fantastic? No, but I think the experience of a coordinator like that got you through the things that you weren't able to get through in 2023. And then now this year again, they give him the responsibility back. He does this internal hire thing with Kevin Petullo. And you're seeing right in front of your eyes, I mean, I've been seeing it since the beginning of the season. It's like the writing is on the wall every week. These defenses are frothing at the mouth because they know what's coming all the time. Like, they don't – he cannot – take on the responsibilities of a head coach the way we maybe once thought he could, because every time there's some type of, I don't know if adversity is the right word, but every time there's some type of flaw in the pass game, the run game, whatever it is, they are like lost puppies. They don't know how to work out.
Let me ask you something, Dylan. After the first three or four games of last year, when the offense, when they were turning the ball over, and you're saying that Nick can't adjust. Whose office did the offensive line go to decide that they wanted to change to a run-focused attack? It was Nick Sirianni's office. And right. Nick Sirianni was part of changing the offense last year from Kellen Moore's offense to this stupid, simple offense that ended up winning them a Super Bowl. And then my question to you as well is if Tanner McKee was a quarterback, if there was a quarterback back there whose specialty was throwing the football, do you think this offense would look the same way from a simplistic standpoint and from motion and this, that, and the other? Do you think it would be the same?
Do I think it would be the same as what it is right now?
Yes.
That's a great question. I don't really know.
You know what? I can answer it for you. Because all you need to do is go back and look at the game that Kenny Pickett started last year and the game that Tanner McKee started last year. And right. I'll tell you what, it doesn't look the same. It doesn't look the same.
And I agree. I totally agree with you. And this is, again, why I want to say, like, I am not a Jalen Hurts truther, and I don't think we need to go in, like, polar opposites of he needs to go, he needs to be fired today. Or the route a lot of this fan base goes where, you know, you can't hold him culpable of anything. He does nothing wrong. All the guy does is win, yada, yada. You know what I mean? Like, I think we need to kind of be somewhere in the middle here where the team needs to know what they have in him, like, going forward, as you guys mentioned earlier, and really kind of have a shorter leash on him now. But I just think there's bigger issues right now. I mean, he's a huge issue, don't get me wrong. But I think there's overlying issues organizationally that a lot of people watching this team are missing.
Go ahead.
I agree with a lot of those things and having more issues there than Jalen. The problem is, even if I don't agree that he's the biggest issue, his issues are the most impactful ones.
I agree with that too.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's not covering up for the other issues.
Exactly. And, you know, like, the big thing with a lot of the people that absolutely love Jalen Hurts in this fan base, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. He takes care of the ball. It seems like when we face this adversity that this team is just, like, trudging through the mud through this year, he now turns to this thing where the taking care of the ball completely goes out the window. And he's trying to force things as he did last night, and it just blows up in flames.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I agree with both of what you said. I just think there's just this part of me that just, like, I don't want to not like Sirianni. I appreciate and respect, you know, the heck out of him for bringing this the Super Bowl and just this era in general of football that we've gotten to watch. I'm a season ticket holder, and it's been some of the most fun times of my life to go down there every week, and it's like a party every week in the stadium.
Yeah.
But then there's this other part of my brain that just keeps telling me, like, I don't know that. It's sometimes I'm like, what does he do? If Vic is just
here's a question, Dylan. Thank you for the call. The way that this organization is structured makes it a weird fit for a head coach, because we all know that they're not going to hire a head coach like Jim Harbaugh or somebody who's going to come in and say, I'm picking everything, this is my thing, because Howie wants to do that.
Yep.
You know, and what you may end up with is a coach who is good at certain things, like Nick, but Nick might not be a great judge of who to hire for OC.
Right.
He might not be.
Right.
He can't call plays, which or he hasn't done it well.
Done it well, yeah.
Which limits moving forward is going to put your organization in flux every time you have a successful year, because you're probably replacing the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So, like, organizationally, I understand the criticisms about Nick, and I agree there are some fair there. You can look at the Brian Johnson thing, the Petullo thing. You can, even if they're not one-to-one, even if we don't think that they're the main problems, I think it's fair to wonder, yeah, is Nick good at this? But, like, this is the way the organization's structured. And if they're not going to go get some big name head coach who's going to come in and say, this is my call, my coordinators are my call, and let him have it, then they're in this range where they're going to have Doug Petersons and Nick Sirianni's who are good, but maybe not perfect.
And to their credit,
yes,
it's worked out for them.
They've won two Super Bowls and gone to three.
Yeah, worked out for them.
Yes, yeah.
So it's hard to tell them the way they're doing it is the wrong way to do it. The last time they relinquished that type of power to someone, he abused the power.
Yes. Yeah.
And Chip.
And Chip. Yeah. I think the more interesting thing is the trouble they seem to have is when that coach has success. Because when that coach has success, whether it be Doug, whether it be Nick now twice, is that they earn in some sort of way because of their success.
They earn a little more say.
The ability to make decisions.
Yep.
That maybe you don't trust them making.
Yep.
And it gets difficult for Nick Sirianni wins the Super Bowl last year. It's a very difficult conversation if you're Howie Roseman to say, nah, we're once again going to pick your offensive coordinator, and that's going to be us now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's – and that was when they ran into the problems with Doug.
Yeah.
You know, is when he won a Super Bowl.
He didn't want to fire Press Taylor.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're in that situation again.
I don't think
with
coaching
Nick
was the issue last night.
No, I don't think so.
There's some questionable things from a game management. I get that. But from a play design standpoint, that wasn't the issue last night.
No.
And quite frankly,
yes,
AJ is getting let off the hook today.
Oh,
he is.
Yeah.
He's getting let off the hook today. And if you didn't have the complaining part of this season with him and making it public and that whole thing, and I think really changed the mood in the locker room, lead to what happened last night, then maybe it's not as big of a deal. But you can't complain the way you have and then have those moments last night, which there's been a couple other moments this year where he felt like, did he give maximum effort on that play? And that was a question last night on a couple plays.
I agree.
Now, the last one he dropped was not effort-related.
No, he just dropped.
Yeah, that wasn't effort. By the way, that was the best throw of the night by Jalen.
It was a great throw.
He dropped that thing right in the basket, Fritz.
He does.
Like that?
Yeah.
Well, the throw over the middle to Devontae on
– woo, that was a big-time throw.
It was – like, I just want to go – whatever is going through your mind then
– nothing. Just play. Yeah, just play.
Which is probably why he's better with tempo and all those sorts of things. Just let it go.
Yep.
Let it fly, you know?
Yep.
It's when he thinks twice about it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Cam Jurgens said something after the game last night that maybe Ike will ask him about during the players' lounge.
That's a tough question.
Certainly is on the list.
Yeah, it is on the list. We will play that, talk to you and about that as well. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits, always gets used. Find a retailer near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.